The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou also art called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. Take note of that. It was a charge. Fight. It's imperative. It is not negotiable. They are not asking you. They are telling you what you should do. It's an instruction. It's like saying, get up. Stand up. So, you see, when a word starts like that, it's instruction. It carries weight. It's a charge. Fight the good fight of faith. Then, when you have done that, what will happen? You will lay hold on eternal life. Now, he didn't say just fight. We don't just fight. Paul said, I do not fight as one that beateth the air. So, it's a deliberate fight, which is called the good fight of faith. It is not the fight that is done on the mountain against witches and wizards. That is not this fight. This is the good fight of faith, or the fight to lay hold on Christ. Like Pastor Dixon said, that good is Christ. So when you have done that fight, it will enable you. It doesn't mean you can lay hold on it on eternal life, but it will put you at a vantage position to be able to lay hold on eternal life, because that is the ultimate calling that you have been given. It is the profession, and has professed a good profession before many. So it's actually our profession, and it is called a good profession. So the fighting of the good fight is the good profession. He now said in verse 14, that thou keep this commandment, very specific. Which commandment? The commandment to fight. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing. Thank you, Mama. Until. So the fact that you have fought a good fight of faith doesn't mean that Jesus will appear to you immediately. And I like verse 15. He now says, which in his times. Look at that. Not in his time. Which in, he has made everything beautiful in his own time. Ecclesiastes. No, but this is 1 Timothy says, which in his time. So there are times. There are times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see. Despite fighting the good fight of faith, despite some appearances, you may not see him. Now, he's telling us something, which I will get into shortly. So, I said that charge that Paul gave Timothy, that charge, which is fight the good fight of faith. What is the good fight of faith? It means that you should become Christ. You should embody the nature or the spirit of Christ as exemplified in faith, hope, and charity. So like Mama read, I know thy works. I know thy faith. I know thy patience. Because patience, faith that is not driven or powered by patience, is no faith. And that's why I said, having done the will of God, you will still need to be patient. So it's called the patience of Jesus Christ. It's not the patience you have with your wife that you don't want to talk. You are just keeping. No, that's not that patience. Now, he now said, I know thy works. And even though the last are not like the first, but I have one thing against you. Now,
If you look at those churches, what God had against them were based on their actions. But this church, it was based on their inaction. They didn't do what they ought to have done. They shouldn't have allowed Jezebel. They allowed Jezebel. That was their inaction. That was the notwithstanding that he had against them. So when you say fight the good fight of faith, it is to become Christ, or it is to become holy. You might be holy and not be blameless. You might be holy and you may not have perfected holiness, but it's good enough to be holy. That is the good fight of faith, which is the specific commandment that we have to keep. Hallelujah. So there is the manner of keeping the commandment. How? Without spot, unrebukable. And then there is a time lag to that commandment. What is that time lag? Until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Pastor Dixon. Now, that appearing is not rapture. That appearing is not just second coming. Now, this is Jesus appearing at another level. Thank you so much, Pastor. I wrote here Acts 3:20, which exactly you read. And he shall send Jesus Christ. Meaning he has not sent him. Even though at this point, Jesus had ascended. It means that Jesus will come and come again. Now, his coming again will not be the same way he came the former time. Never. It will not be the same way. He said in that Acts 3:20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which was before preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times. Look at that. So there will be many, many times of restitution of all things. They will be restituting us until we get into all things. All things. That was talking about that mystery of all things. If you look at the way Jesus talked in the gospel, he said, "These things I say unto you while you are with me." At another time, we were talking about all things. If you go and look at them, every time he talked about all things, he was talking about the things of the Father, the things of the world to come, not these things that are present. So, until the times of restitute, they have to, is reconciliation, is bringing us closer and closer and closer. Like Mama described about that light, the original light shining, the true light shining. But where are you in the shining of the light? That is what will determine what will be said to you. Hallelujah. And the charge that you'll be given. Now, I'm going somewhere. Just yesterday, Daddy was talking about the gospel, the good tidings, number one, and then the good tidings of good. So the good tidings is the gospel, the good news, but it is actually the precursor of the good tidings of good. Which good? It is that same good that says, fight the good fight of faith. So there is the gospel of Christ, and then there is the gospel of the Son of God, and there is the gospel of God. Hallelujah. So you can see that in Isaiah 52:7, where Daddy read, and Paul quoted it again in Romans 10:15. So when you talk about the gospel, there is the gospel of Christ. Anything before the gospel of Christ is really not the gospel. It's really not the gospel. You will not hear the gospel of the Holy Ghost. Because Holy Ghost is preparation. And Christ is foundation. No house begins in preparation. You meet the architect, you draw plan. In fact, you can enter into the building in 3D drawing. They can even do a 3D printing of the house for you. They can even do a massive one as big as this casting. And you walk into it, you sleep in it. Yet the house has not been built. That is the Holy Ghost. So whatever it is that we have in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, demonstration of power, we speak and things, spirits are jumping out and all of that, is okay. They are preparation. When you read Hebrews 2, it talks about great salvation. So great salvation, which the Lord began to speak. That was the emphasis. The Lord began to speak, which at the first. Daddy has taught us the principle of the first. It's called primer. First, which is the principle of all, meaning that this thing which the Lord began to speak is all that he will speak and all that the church must speak. And was confirmed to us by them that heard him. So we have to hear his speaking. Now the next verse, unfortunately, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, diverse miracles, gift of the Holy Ghost, according to his own. So you see, signs and wonders, diverse miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost, they are all to help the speaking. We can have the speaking without them, but we can't have them without the speaking. And that is the problem of the church. So the church has stayed in that which you announce, and they left the real announcement. The church has stayed in the container, and they left the content. So the content of the church is speaking. It is speaking. It is not miracles. So any place where they gather for miracle, whether once in a month, whether first Saturday of the month, what they are doing is preparatory. They need to know that they need to move ahead. They need to move ahead into the real deal. Matthew 16, verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." We would have thought that it was just an extension of who Christ was. No. Thou art the Christ. After then, you are also the Son of the living God. So you see the gospel there, that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is also the Son of the living God, meaning Jesus is also the everlasting Father. And I like what you said, sir, that at that time, if this revelation came at the latter end, they will not capture the full import. So he needed to show them this, that I am Christ, number one. Then I am also the Son of the living God. There is a wide journey between Christ and the Son of the living God, and even God, the eternal one. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So there is the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is the gospel of the Son of God. Now, we know that place in Romans 1. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So, gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit, in the gospel of his Son. So, that's the gospel of Christ. That's the gospel of his Son. And Romans 1:1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Gospel of God. So we have Christ, we have the Father, and we have God. So these beings, they have gospel. And you can't hear one without hearing the other first. You start from Christ. So whatever you do before Christ does not count. They don't see it. If you like, raise 20 people from the dead. It's okay. It's good. You have put smile on the face of their family, but not smile on the face of heaven. Because you can raise 20 people from the dead, and by the end of the day, they will die. And you who raised them, you still need raising. You need raising. Because the one who scrubs the pig will soon need scrubbing. Because when you stay with the pig, you are scrubbing pig. Very, you will need to be scrubbed. So keep raising the dead. Then we need to raise you also. So that you raise the dead is not the asking, but you should be raised in the spirit. And Jesus, the Christ, cannot raise you. It is Jesus who has become the Son of the living God who can raise you. Why would Jesus say to them, "I will go and pray the Father"? Why didn't he pray where he was? It's a level, it's a realm. Some works cannot be done at that realm. He needs to ascend himself. So I'm saying that these beings, they have their gospel. No wonder we read in Colossians 2:2 that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of what? Understanding. The business of the church is the business of understanding. It's not the business of casting out devils. If there are devils, we cast them out. But that is not the sole business of the church. Look at that. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, that's the highest. The mystery of the Father. I like the Bible. And of the Father. And of Christ. So you can't disprove this Bible to say it's just the mystery of God. No, he separated them. In case you want to doubt the comma, he now put and, meaning together with this. This is also there. So, and he listed them out. The mystery of God. The mystery of the Father. And the mystery of Christ. What am I saying in essence? The preamble I'm giving is that we are in an era where our business as the church is dispensing of the beings. Or they, that they call them works. These works. They are works. They are things. They are beings that have been worked upon. They are a work. They are a work. So they want us to partake of them. I've said that God is the only being who does not think twice to share all of himself with us. The Yorubas have a saying, whatever it is that we use to senior a child, we don't show him. If we show him, we don't hand it over to him. If we hand it over to him, we don't teach him how to use it. No, God, that's not God. God will show you. If we hand it over to you, he will teach you how to use it. He will not step aside and say, go on. Just be doing it. I'm okay. I don't need to do. If you are doing it, it's okay. No wonder he committed the judgment unto the Son. All judgment. He said the Father will not judge anyone. He has committed all the judgment to the Son. Why? The Son has fully embodied him. So he wants to rest. He doesn't want to do work. It's not going to walk all through. So the same way he raised the Son, he wants to raise us. And it begins with the gospel of Christ, then the gospel of the Father, which is the gospel of raising, or the gospel of ascension, or the gospel of training. And that is why you can't keep singing that song after 10 years of serving Christ. Since I believe in Jesus' name, I have never been disappointed. You will be disappointed. Except you don't want to walk the path. Many, many, many times you will be disappointed. Ask your fathers. They have been disappointed. Many, many times they have been disappointed. Because that path is a path of training. It's a way. He said in Numbers 33, the soul of the children of Israel became weary because of the way. So it's not just yummy, yummy. It's a place of training you, raising you. Like Jesus was trained. And so they have to administer to you their life. Now, they can't give you their life the way it is and the way you are. Because I have many things to say, but you can't take them. It's not an insult. It means you don't have what it takes to take and to process them. It's one thing if you don't want to process them. That means you have the faculty. You may just decide not to process. You don't even have what it is to understand what they are saying. So they step it down and then they say to you. So the eternal God decided to come lower. And as someone was teaching yesterday, I was just looking at this. This is eternal life. And God wanted to reach you. Then he stepped down. This is everlasting. Then he stepped down. This is Christ. And this is the lowest he can go. He can't go lower than Christ. You can meet him here. He takes you to the Father. And then he takes you to God. No wonder Jesus said, I am going to my Father and your Father. My God and your God. It's not repetition. He's deliberately using the language so that you can know that the business of the church is ascending to the Father so that we can inherit their life. How does that life come? It comes now by the transmission of their light, like Pastor Tissot was describing. So it is their light. They will shine. For with thee is the fountain of life. Psalm 36 verse 9. And in thy light shall we see life. Now that light you are seeing is not their light. It is casting a shadow for you to see so that you can now come into their light. It takes a journey to get into their light. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it clear to us? So let's read Psalm 148. So while the meeting was in the air, and the meeting began in February 1, and Daddy began to teach all around, and then looking through the scripture, my heart went back to that psalm that we used to read in primary school. Praise the Lord. You know, we used to read it in Yoruba, Psalm 150 and all of that. It's ended by saying, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Then it struck me, what God wants from us is praise. He wants us to praise him, not by opening our mouth, but our lives praising him. Meaning that there will so much work in us that we will be a praise. We will be a praise. And now that praise unto him is in two levels. Now let's read Psalm 148. Take note, that psalm is in two parts. Just like when you read the book of Matthew, there are two parts to the book of Matthew. Matthew 4:17 or 4:16. From that time, Jesus began to preach. So you see an upward movement. From that time. And at another place, I think Matthew 17, he said, from that time, Jesus began to talk about how he will die. So from where he picked up, and then from where he started wrapping up. So in this Psalm 148, you see two clear divisions. The first division, Psalm 148 verse 1. Let's read it together. Number one, let's go. Psalm 148 verse 1. Let's read together. Praise ye the Lord. Full stop. What's the business? That's all. Like that, it will say, Psalm 23 is the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That is the end of the psalm. Anything from verse 2 to 6 is just how you will not want. So this psalm is praise ye the Lord, or make the Lord manifest, make the Lord visible, convey the invisible God to humanity. Let people who have not seen our God, let them see him in you. That is when you praise the Lord. He now said, you know, you can't just praise the Lord anywhere. There is a place you must praise him. Look at it. Praise ye the Lord from where? From the heavens, colon, in case you don't know the heavens, it's extended it. Praise him where? So the only place where praise can be acceptable to God is in the heights. And it takes men of height to offer praise at that level. So you can't offer praise in the heights if you have not been a man of height. You can't praise him in the heavens if you have not been made higher than the heavens. So let's see the second division, verse 7. Praise the Lord from the earth. So, praise the Lord. Where? The first one says, praise the Lord. Where? From the heaven. So, God understands that everybody will not be interested. Like Pastor Tim taught us, first Sunday of the year, many people will be in the new earth. Even in the new earth, some people will be part of those who will be bringing their glory. Some people will be kings of the earth. While some people will be in the new heaven, then some people will be on the throne. And the throne is even a temple. The throne of God has outer court of the throne. The throne has holy place. Then the throne has core. And you see the arrangement of the being. 20 and 4 elders. Then you come to the 4 living creatures. Those ones are closer than the 4 and 20 elders. Then you come to the one who sits on the throne. And then the promise to you is that whosoever overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne as I overcame. And I'm seated with my father in his throne. So I don't want to praise the Lord from the earth. I want to praise him from the heavens. I want to praise him from the high. So let's go to verse 2 now. Praise ye him. Now you will now see that the kingdom of God is highly stratified. So it began from the highest. Then it came to the very lowest. Because he has room for all. He said, ask ye the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. What will God do? He will make bright clouds. And then he will give showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Must you remain a grass? You don't need to remain a grass. For the spirit will be poured from on high. Isaiah 32:15. And then the grass will be like the shrub. The shrub will be like a tree. And the forest will be full of trees. You must be a tree. Trees are statured beings. See, be a fruitful field. You don't stop there. Like that is said, you don't stop in Rehoboth. The church has stopped in Rehoboth. The Lord has made a large room for us. What do we need more? This is okay. Look at our churches. We have 726,802 branches all over the world. Who that help? Does it add to your stature in the spirit? It doesn't. As good as it is to proliferate everywhere with churches. So, if it's not serving to your being raised in Christ, it's of no divine consequence. So, we must not major in the minor. You say, I can speak with the tongues of men. I can speak with tongues of angel. So, speak with tongues of angel. Speak with tongues of men. At best, you will be put with angels. Praise ye him, all these angels. So after heavens, after heights, they came down to angels. Then they came down, praise him, all his hosts. Actually, some hosts are angels. You know Psalm 103? The Lord has prepared his throne in heaven and his kingdom ruled over all. Bless the Lord, all his angels, the hosts, the ministers. Then he say, oh my soul. So that's the list, right? So the angels, verse 3, praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens. It's lower than the first one. Ye waters above the heavens, let them praise the Lord. Verse 7, praise the Lord from the earth. Now look at the creatures of the earth. The next one, ye dragons, all deeps, fire, hail, snow, vapors, stormy wind, fulfilling his words, mountains, hills, fruitful trees, cedars, beasts, all cattle, all people, princes, and all the joys of the earth, both young men, maidens, old men, children. He's coming down because he wants to accommodate all. But that you want to be accommodated, he will not just go and put you on the throne. Like they do double promotion. Oh, the boy is too good. Let's take him from primary 3 to primary 6. No, they don't do that in the kingdom. What are we find this level? Hallelujah. And then like that, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. And his glory is above the earth and the heavens. So even praising him from the heaven, that is something higher than the heavens. The glory. Which is said here. And that is where we are meant to be. So like I said, that the kingdom of God is stratified. So true praise comes indeed from the highest. Men who have gained stature. Men who have gained height. And you can't gain height if you have not been made higher than the heavens. Like your father. Hebrews 7:26. What did he say about Jesus? For such an high priest became us. Who is what? Number one. He is holy. Number two is what? Harmless. Number three, undefiled. Number four, separate from sinners. Number five, made higher. If he was made higher than the heavens for him to sit on the throne, will you not be made the same? So you will also need to be made higher than all this. So that you can sit on the throne. So that you can declare his praise. Like Pastor Tisi was saying that at a level, you are a child. At another level, you are a young man. At another level, you are a father. By the time you move to another higher level, you become a child. Even though that child is higher than the father at the lower level. In the same vein, the heaven is higher than the sun and the moon and the stars. We know we have talked about various manner of stars, stars of light, stars in darkness. People psych themselves and all of that. Why would you call yourself a black star? I perceive they are trying to glory in the African skin or whatever. They will have said African stars. That would be understandable. But why black star? Because those black stars, something is just for them. Blackness of darkness. That's what the Bible says. Now, that you are a star of light in that Psalm 148 that we read does not mean that you are already a morning star. So they have to keep shining light upon us from one level to the other, from one level to the other, until we'll become a star, truly. That's when you become a star before the Father, you have done, God, you have been helped. God has really helped you. But that's not the end. You must move on to become a morning star. Hallelujah. So the desire of God is to make us heavenly beings. Can you say that? Say that again. The desire of God is to make us heavenly beings. And what heavenly beings, what do? They bring pleasure to him. They bring pleasure. We must come to a place. We used to sing that song. We want to make you glad. Meaning that we must come to a place where we give God gladness as a drink. When he give him that drink and he drinks it, he's happy. He's glad. Gladness is the word. It's higher than joy. Joy and gladness. If you read the place in Isaiah, it said, they shall return. The ransom of the Lord shall return. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. It means that they have become a drink offering. That when it is offered to the Lord and the Lord drinks it, the Lord is pleasured. The Lord is glad. That is what he wants to make of you and I. That is, he wants our life. For thou hast made all things and for thy pleasure. They are and were created. That is said, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. That we can't be in a static position. So we must get to a place where our being is in him. His very nudging is our nudging. His very thoughts is our thoughts. The way he sees is the way we see. The way he thinks is the way he thinks. You know, the point is this. Anytime we do something falling short of the standard, it's because we don't have their light. Oh, he said in Isaiah 8:20, to the law and the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Don't look at outside, look at within yourself. Anytime you make a wrong judgment call, just say, oh, I don't have light. I don't have light. I remember something happened many years ago and Pastor Yoh heard about it. I think Daddy told Pastor Yoh about it. And then he came down and then we were driving in the car. You know what he said? He said, we shouldn't even be talking about this. He was not addressing the issue. He just went back to the source. The fact that we have to even talk about this matter means there's already a problem. We shouldn't even have any reason to talk about this. Like Daddy was saying that if you look at couples who have aged in these things, you know that they have been helped by the Lord and they have fought spirit and they have overcome. So there are some things that don't rear up their head. Some people look at you, they wonder, are you a human being? Are you a spirit? Because they can't understand your life. The difference between you and them is understanding. Man that is in honor and does not know and does not understand is like the beast of the field that perishes. Meaning those beasts are ruled by their senses. They are sensual beings. And we have been so warned not to be sensual. So God wants us to come to a point where we can pick thoughts like him. And like he used to say that sometimes when matters come to you, look at, ask yourself, how will Reverend react to this? So, when you do that, you are able to fetch a judgment. It's not your judgment. You can't even fetch the judgment of the Lord at that point. But you just ask, how will Daddy handle this matter? What will Daddy say? So, if you know what Daddy says and say, okay, let me do it. You are helping yourself to come into judgment. And if you exercise yourself in such a way, you will soon begin to fetch judgment the way that he also fetches judgment. Now, meaning that you will now get connected to that judgment. And it will give you a righteousness that whatever you do, whatever you say, will always be right. Hallelujah. So God wants us to give him praise. And only heavenly beings. Who are these heavenly beings? As I round off, they are everlasting men. They are what?
Everlasting men.
How are they made? They are made by being raised. Nobody dashes anybody everlasting anything. He said to them in Psalm 90, thou turnest man to destruction. And then you say, return. You see, that process of returning is the process of climbing up. Is the process of coming back. Is the process of being raised like Jesus was raised. John 13:3. Jesus Christ went to God. Let me read that place. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand and that he was come from God and went to God. We must also go to God. How do we go to God? We go by ascension. And like Mama said it, ascension is not what they will just dash out once. We must go by step. You remember that vision that he shared with us about a woman who saw a mountain and people were climbing the mountain and suddenly she found herself on top of the mountain and she was rejoicing. And then somebody came to her and said, no, look here. And then she saw stairs of steps and they asked her, go back and now come by climbing. You don't jump there. You grow. You grow. You grow. You keep growing, learning these beings, learning Christ, learning the Father, learning God, learning judgment, learning righteousness, learning, you don't get tired. We have not heard enough words. You know how much word Now, let me tell you, give you a scenario. We know that there are bandits terrorizing this nation. But we know that if USA is given leeway, in a matter of 6 months, they will flush out these guys. You know, they have satellites up there. I heard about Elon Musk. They said he has more satellites than any country in the world. He himself as a man has enough satellites in the space, more than any country possess. That single man. Now imagine to now call Elon Musk, please, can you help us deploy your satellite to Nigeria airspace? All your satellites you want to flush out. You know it's possible, but do you know how much billions of dollars it will cost? To just turn one satellite, it cost a lot before they will tax NASA, before they will tax people in the ISS, International Space Station, before they will begin to deploy, they will have to leave some things. So I'm trying to say it takes a lot of resources. Do you know what it takes to make a man not to get angry anymore? As he used to get angry. You must have heard word for like 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, words are coming. And then they are able to just shift you a little. And then everyone is rejoicing. That shift little is 7 years. And they want to turn you 360 degrees. So how many years will it take? And that's why it takes our lifetime to learn God. We are not in a hurry to jump out of the crucible. To jump out. I'm made. Let me go. No, you are not made. You must be willing to be made. Hallelujah. So we must, as God's children, be willing to allow God to raise us. That's just the crux of the matter. We must be willing to let God raise us. And that raising means that you go beyond Christ. You go beyond faith. You go beyond hope. You go beyond charity. Even after charity, there is more. He said, I show you a more excellent way. Meaning that all those gifts, they are a kind of a way. But he's showing you a more excellent way. Then he began to talk about charity. Then even after then, they are now telling us that there is more. We need to get into the Father. Why? That is a guarantee level that you cannot go into second death. That is a, because they told us that if you remain in Christ alone, there's a tendency you can go back. Why will he give instructions? All the epistle instructions, they are to Christ people. They are not to people in the Holy Ghost or in the outer court. All patience, all meekness, all this, all they are training. So the Father is training us. Are you ready for that training? Are you ready for that training? Pastor Dixon began by saying that people have visions, right? They have their vision. But we are being called into the vision of God. So it's not a point where you say, this is how I want to live it, or this is how I want to do it. No, it's a decided path. You can't do your own. Elon Musk, the most powerful man in the world, bought a computer recently. So when he wanted to install the computer, he wrote on Twitter, he said, I don't like these people. Why must I log in to my computer with a Windows account? I don't want to have a Windows account. But unfortunately, he cannot, as rich as he is. He's the richest man on earth. Richer than the creator of that Windows. But for you to do that computer, for you to use Windows, you must have Windows operating system. And he didn't like it. He said it's frustrating him. And he can't, maybe he will go and create his own operating system. But he has to sign into a Microsoft account. How many people have Android phone and don't have Google installed on your phone? You will not go anywhere. Buy a new phone. Say, I don't want to have a Google account. By force, you must have an email. It doesn't matter what you want to do in Windows. You can't save by pressing Control F. It must be Control S. If you don't like it, then you have to get out of that environment. But the moment you are in Windows, Microsoft, to save any document has to be by Control S. In the same way, this thing we are saying is not negotiable. It's not our doctrine. It is what is laid down. It is the ancient landmark. This is where they should quote that scripture. Don't move the ancient landmark which our fathers have set. They read that scripture when they see young children wearing earrings, or when they see our young ladies wearing two rings in their hands. Recently, it just occurred to me, I have two rings. I bought one at a time. Then I went somewhere and I bought another one. And I will just wear one. And I said, why can't I wear the two together? Who will arrest me? And I said, it's just another that I forgot. I will wear one here. I will wear, because I have two. So it's not that because somebody is wearing two rings in one hand and say they have missed the mark, you now bring back to say, this is the ancient landmark, don't move it. No, that's not the ancient landmark. That's just simply, that is fashion. And fashion comes and goes. It comes and goes. In those days, they used to wear some trousers. When they go straight down, it now opens its mouth like whale. You remember that? They call it like booger. And our fathers now wear high, imagine men wearing high heel. Imagine, if you don't wear it that day, you are nobody. You are, and they have this hairstyle, they call it earring better, which later became Mandela. You know Mandela hairstyle, a step lower. It had been, that which is what had been. After a while, people say we are tired of this. They like sewing pencil trousers. Now, what are they wearing now? You see people who wear correct suit and then the trousers will go in and come out a little and stay here. And it will not reach down so that they can see their socks. And then they will now wear socks, yellow, green, red, and they will not be going. And that's a fashion. A time will come, they will not wear that anymore. So that's not where we wield that scripture and say, ancient landmark. No, the ancient landmark is what God had laid as a way of coming back to him. Don't touch it. And it will be amazing that these men are tampering with some dangerous things. He said, if the future does not include being out there among the stars and being a multi-planet species, I find that incredibly depressing. That's the richest man on the earth. He said, if the future does not include being out there among the stars and being a multi-planet species, meaning you can traverse any, he said, I find such a future incredibly depressing. So this man is saying, my place is among the stars. So if the richest man or not is still craving to say, I want to have my place among the stars, what about you? And what does he mean by stars? He wants to colonize the space. That's what he's saying. If you follow him, you will see the great exploit he's doing already in the space. But where do you want to colonize now? Our own is not the space. We are going beyond the space. We are going to the Holy Jerusalem. We are going to the New Jerusalem. Are you coming on this journey? You are not sure you are coming on this journey. Are you going to get tired in these 7 days and say by Wednesday, it's enough, let's go home? Or you will say, I am tired. Will that be your testimony? Can we be on our feet this evening and say, Lord, I'm set to praise you. I'm not praising you from the earth. I am praising you from the heavens. I am praising you from the heights. I am praising you as a matter of fact, where you really are. I am set for your training. These 7 days, oh God, I am set for your raising. You will raise me. You will train me. You will bring me into the realm everlasting. Are you praying already? Let's pray to God this evening.
Sir, you are born on the earth at such a time. You must take your own adventure from the vision of God. Much more that the means has been made available. The prophecy is the means. Is the means to fulfill the future. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future, to give you a hope. We embrace this future. We embrace this hope. So vision of money has a spare place. What men are looking for is dwelling place. Dwelling place, a place. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Uh-huh. It's a place. Salabana, Kupaishi. I go to prepare a place for you, a place. There are many places, but I want you in a place. It's a place. I want you in a place. We are going on the journey together with Jesus. Yeah. We are going with Jesus. He has come. It's come to take us. When it comes, it takes us. It doesn't come and leave us where we are. When it comes, it takes us. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, Satan decided to make certain problems to be raised in Africa. So we won't have time for what matters. He just decided to make his capital city in Africa, poverty, and all things. So an average African man is just looking for how to break through. Can you see? In places where people have surfaced all this issue, it is space. It is space. Space, physics and whatever, is the thriving knowledge in advanced nations. It's no more how to eat. It's how to take places. It's a signal that in the spirit, God is calling men upward. Then that you see the earth go on a business. The heaven has moved. It's that inclination that is making that rumbling. They're looking for what they don't really know it exists. Because there's no way to go without Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and life. No one cometh. No, so it's a vehicle. It's a spacecraft to ascension. So tonight we say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the business. Ascension is the present business. It's the present business. And we are giving our attention. You know, no matter how myriads are the problems around us. Yeah, they are around us to keep us busy to look for what is not. But Lord, we keep ourselves in the days of the apostle. You know, there was a problem with of disputing and murmuring among the Christians and the Jews about distribution. The devil came to want to come and steal the ministry of the word. But Peter said, no way. We won't come down to this ministry. We'll stay on with the ministry. We won't come down to this ministry. Mishka paliba rabalaha. Asali bashkepedima sutaleada. Raketa sibalata hana shirabana. Aberakaleada sibalata. Let the conversation open to this realm of life. Mishka siliabana. Libratava lishkepedima rabalahashke. Lord, we thank you tonight. Bless the Lord tonight. Something has happened to us tonight. It from is a new place. When you eat, they were for 40 years eating manna. Immediately step into the promised land. I would say manna ceased. And the earth of the corn of the land as a sign that they have changed face. So every place has its food. That was why they had to move manna down for Israel in the wilderness. They need to have an angelic experience. So they moved manna down. Men were eating foods of angel. Telling you that they're not just walking on the land. They are walking in the place in the spirit. Tonight, Father, we trust you. We know that this is the way into that sphere of fellowship.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.